You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. Our associate pastor is Father Steve Gira. And now, enjoy the podcast.
Many of you have sent them. Probably all of us at one point or another have received one. Not a Christmas card, but one of these announcement cards that says, Mr. and Mrs. Jones want to announce to you that little Mary has come to join our family. Or little John has joined now the human race. And of course you get some basic information, date of birth, how much the child weighed, maybe how the length of the child. And of course then you get the infamous baby picture. They all look the same to me. But the parents, of course, send out these cards because they want to share the glad tidings, the good news, the joy they experience at this new life in their families and what a gift that new life is. And you might look at that picture and knowing the parents, you might say, hey, you know, he looks a little bit like Dad. No, I think she looks more like Mom. It's a great joy to announce something new, new life. And I think in a way the scriptures we have for the Christmas Day feast are announcements just like that. God's announcements, not just of a birth, not just to tell us some facts and figures, but to tell us what this birth means. What difference will it make, can it make, for those who accept this new birth into their lives? What opportunities will await those who believe and follow this new birth? Isaiah makes that announcement with great joy. He says, let's shout for joy as you see it right before your eyes. The Lord redeems Israel. In John's gospel, the announcement takes the form of one word. God's one word. You know, when you say everything in one word, you don't need any more. And God has spoken everything in one word. In the Word that was with God from the beginning and the Word that became flesh with us. God is announcing to us in that Word what is the opportunities that are now given to the human race. Isaiah spoke of these two announcements, announcing peace and announcing salvation. Peace and salvation. Anybody here really not interested? Not interested in peace or salvation? In actuality, in the biblical world, peace and salvation are sort of synonyms. They mean the same thing. The biblical idea of peace is maybe not ours in the same way that we sometimes see peace as simply the absence of something, the absence of a conflict, of violence. Or even in our own lives, peace might be interpreted to mean the absence of anxiety or fear or troubles or worries. But peace to the biblical writers means something deeper than what's going on the surface of our lives. It says that no matter what is happening on the top, Down deep within is the announcement of God's saving peace. That God says and announces to all of us through this event today that we celebrate, my love for you is merciful and unfailing and unconditional, and there is nothing that can break that bond. Because I have chosen to be one of you. And Jesus, in choosing to be human, did not choose a humanity without anxiety and trouble and conflict and all those things we would like to get rid of. But he chose our real human experience in all things but sin, the scriptures say. And in so doing, proves to us that God is with us in all things, and God's love will never fail us, no matter what other things might be happening. What does this call forth from us? If we pause and really ponder the mystery of what we're here for today, if we really think God took on human form, became one with us, God chose to be among us, what do you do when that someone in your life gives you that most special of gifts, a most gracious surprise? What response is drawn forth spontaneously from our hearts? Surely it is joy and celebration. Surely it is a gratitude that cannot be contained. The image that comes to my mind are those pictures you've all seen, or some of you actually experienced, when the announcement was made that the Second World War was over. Peace was signed. Those images of the cities with all these confetti things coming down out of the windows and people with smiles as broad as their face could render, hugs and embraces and ecstasy on the streets. Because peace had come to the world, the war was over, the fight was ended. This is what has happened to us. God has said, the fight is over. I have saved you. It is my gift to you. It is yours. This is why Isaiah uses these words of saying, shout for joy and break into song. Isn't it why we celebrate this season in so much song? We can't help it. Songs are a part of such an ecstasy that we feel. We really know that indeed God has saved us. What God offers us is salvation. But it is an alternative choice. I'm struck by this one line of John's Gospel today. To those who did accept him, he gave power. Power, but not power as force or control, but power to be something. Power to be someone. Who is that someone? He gave power to become children of God. It's an offer. This birth we celebrate, it is someone coming to us with hand extended. Here is my offer to you. My proposal, if you will accept it. I give you the choice. Do you want to be a child of God or not? It is our decision to accept this light or not. But if we do, it is an alternative choice for the whole world. Because as we accept the gift that I am a son or daughter of God, We are accepting that gift that all around us, all our sisters and brothers to me, because all are children of God. And so we are celebrating this day, saying we don't have to be trapped in the same old ways, the same old decisions, the same old choices, the divisive ways of pitting religion against religion and race against race, culture against culture, this ideology against that, becoming polarized and isolated. This child offers us a different choice. To reach across and to see in the face of the people around us the recognition, you look like your father, God, your father, as do I. To recognize that fundamental truth that we are brothers and sisters. And that as God has chosen to live and act that way, so too it is now entrusted to you and to me to be the feet, as Isaiah says, who are beautiful because they bring glad tidings, announcing the possibility of peace, the possibility of salvation for all who will accept it. We can't make people accept it. We can't make people choose a different way, but we can surely announce it as God's good news, offered as gift in the simplicity of God's face on the face of this child.